Isn't Jesus beautiful? Isn't the work of the cross absolutely stunning? It's worth all of our attention. It's worth our heart's affections. And you know what? This story that Jesus wrote, this place of drawing us near, it's been going all along, right from the start, right from the garden, do we see that he's a God in hot pursuit of our hearts. Today, I want to talk to you about being lit up again. Last week, we talked about being lit up with boldness, lit up on mission for Jesus. Who remembers the Moravians who stepped up their prayer game this week about stepping in and lifting their eyes? Today, I want you to see so clearly that we, the church, are a dwelling place for God. In the same sense that we dwell in God, he dwells in us. Isn't that a wild thought? That we've been invited into his family, but also he's invited all of his fullness to live in us. That's wild. That we're a dwelling place for God in the earth. That he has chosen for us to be part of his story. And that we have only just scratched the surface of what it looks like for his kingdom to come through us. Let's pray. So Lord, as we lean in this moment to learn and become a people who carry your presence, who are a dwelling place for you in the earth, we just welcome you to rest on us here tonight. Lord, open your word to our hearts so that as we read your word, that we would hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to rearrange. I'm feeling a bit cramped here. My enormous Bible is taking up all the room. All along, God has longed to dwell with us. This desire echoes through the scriptures from Exodus to Revelation. If we turn to Exodus 19, it says, 5 and 6, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. You say that with me, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Here we are in Exodus, and the Lord is like, I want a people. I want to mark a people that they taste like me, that they look like me, that they carry my presence in the earth. He goes on to say, he is in Revelation 1:6, he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory. Right through scripture, it was always God's intent that we the church, that we the people of God would be the gateways of heaven on earth. Who's excited about that prospect? That actually he's chosen his church to bear his name. He's chosen his church and he's filled them with his Holy Spirit. You know, I love what Ash did as he came up and led out of worship today. That this, we need the Holy Spirit. We need a fresh outpouring of him because he is the one who ignites us as the church. He is the one who dwells amongst us. The Lord has always desired to raise up a people for himself, a chosen people. Say, I am a chosen person. I am a chosen. And not only are you chosen, but we together are chosen to carry something of God in the earth. And as the people of God, we carry his presence into this region. As the church goes, the city goes. If we, the church, rise up with love in our city, with a heart to influence our region, this city will be shaped by the love of God. I really believe that what's happening among us as a people is that we're growing in love for our region at the same time that he's growing us to carry more of him. We've only just scratched the surface. One person, Jesus, God, man, he was fully God, fully man. He showed us what it was like for someone who was fully man to bring fully God through. What would it be like for a whole community, for a church here in the Redcliffe region to say yes to the call to be a dwelling place for God? What would it be like for us to lean into what he wants to trust us with? I get excited thinking about that. In Ephesians 2, it says, you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by his Spirit. We are being built together. You know, church isn't a spectator sport. It's not a place that you come. Church is a people who are on mission together, reflecting the love of God to our city, to one another. In fact, Jesus said that by our love for one another, we'll actually be known. And so what God's building here in the community, in our love for one another, in our learning to honor each other, to call out the best in one another, and to live big, wild lives, is actually the body of Christ forming here in this region. But tonight I want to focus on the idea of being a holy priesthood. In the scriptures, we see that it was always God's desire to raise up a people who were a holy priesthood, or in other ways it's called the kingdom of priests. And so we are all priests in the kingdom. And so what we know is that there was a time when there was 12 tribes of Israel who collectively were the people of God. And one of those tribes were a people who were priests that were chosen by God to minister to God. In 1 Peter 2 verse 5, it says, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices accepted to God through Jesus Christ. So to understand what it is to be a holy priesthood together, we must first understand the role of the priests in the Old Testament. So to put it simply, priests were part of the tribe of Levi, who were set apart from the other 11 tribes of Israel for their primary calling to worship God and to help others worship. They had a target that they were made for as a people who are priests. It says in Deuteronomy 10 that at that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi, so say this with me, to carry the Ark of the Covenant. We might even have it up there. You want to say the underlined bits with me? So at the time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him and to bless his name. And so what we see is a picture and a helpful idea of who we're becoming as a kingdom of priests in the new covenant. In the New Testament, we're looking at the shadow of the old covenant in the Old Testament to be able to see what our role is in society. And what they did as a kingdom of priests, what they did as the Levites, is they carried the Ark of the Covenant. They existed to steward the meeting place of God. And you know, we together steward this place. This isn't just a paid staff member who builds this place. This is actually a whole community who contributes. We are the church. And actually, the more that we contribute to the family, the more our ownership and our hearts lie in this family. We fight for each other in our pain. We stand each other and celebrate our victories. We are the church. And together we steward the meeting place. We want to steward a place that when people walk through these doors, that this place is a place of encounter. That like tonight, as Grace led and she said, there's a weightiness in this room, that people would feel that sense of that God is here, that God is amongst us. I love that picture in the New Testament that after Jesus dies and rises, it says he walked with two men. He hid himself and walked with two men. I don't know if he put like some type of mask on, but he walked with these two men. It says, they said afterwards, did our hearts not burn within us? They experienced the nearness of God. What would it be like if we could break through for a community and believe and build a place where the heaven and earth collided? What if we could actually, with the hunger of our hearts, with the faith in our hearts, actually build a place of communion for people when they walk through these doors? Because who knows? Some weeks we don't have it in us to find faith, to find strength. But we together as one can actually fight for one another to build an atmosphere of hope. And what if, as a community dwelling with God and creating a dwelling place for Him, we actually then took Him everywhere we go in such a weighty way that when we walk through our university campus talking to one of our friends, they say within their heart, "Did my heart not burn within me?" Because like the priests of old, we carry the presence of God. The priests in 1 Chronicles 15 says that the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. The tribe of priests carried the ark on their shoulders, the physical location of God's manifestation on the earth was carried on the shoulders of his people. God's presence was always intended to be carried by a people, not a place. It's not a building. It's a people of one accord, what Ash was speaking into. It's a people with one accord who said yes to the living God and said, "God, I want you more than anything. I'm going to lean into you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to pursue you. I'm going to seek first His kingdom, His righteousness." That's the only thing. To become carriers of His presence. Bill Johnson says it like this. He says, "Walk in such a way that you don't spook the dove," the dove on your shoulder, the dove representing the Holy Spirit. "Walk in a gentle way, in a tender way, where you honor the presence of the Holy Spirit every moment of every day." The priests carried the Ark of the Covenant. It was a place of breakthrough. It was a place of the manifestation of God. So what if it was our main assignment in life to carry His presence? How would we live in that way? How would we develop friendship with God in such a way that we carry Him into everything? We are a kingdom of priests. We are all priests. That's what the cross did, is we all became those who stand in the gap for our generation, for the people around us. We stand in the gap. He chose us to carry His presence. It was always God's desire that we would carry Him. The second thing in this passage, it says that they would stand before the Lord to minister to Him. So these priests, they carried the Ark of the Covenant. Second, they ministered to the Lord. You know, one of the primary places of calling for us is to love the Lord our God with all our heart and our soul and all our mind and all our strength. And to love our neighbor as ourselves. It really is the summary of it all. That's what Jesus says. These priests had a window. They got to see into the beauty of God. They spent their lives and were commissioned to worship and minister to God, to love Him, to pursue Him, to celebrate Him. It says about them in 1 Chronicles 16:4. That He appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the Ark of the Lord, even to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord of Israel. David loved God. David, what we understand of David, he was a man after God's own heart. And God's heart was pursuing worshipers. And we can be those worshipers who minister to His heart, who come and celebrate Him. It actually takes, there's a muscle that we have to learn to meditate on God. Because who knows that our culture is noisy. Everything around our life wants our attention. But the God who makes the sun rise and the sun set, the God who puts breath on our lungs and He makes our heart beat, is always looking to our heart and our attention. We get to bring our lives as an offering of worship to him. The priest's purpose was devoted, they devoted their lives to minister to God and to love him, to celebrate him and praise him. Their first ministry was to God, to stand before him and to serve others so that they could worship. And I think part of our role in society, guys, is to be so consumed with the Lord, to be so consumed with worshiping him, but as well as that, to love and be so consumed with our neighbor, that we would serve and love and make a mark in our world to do good, right? For good and for God. Mark 12:30 says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength." And the second is this, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us grow in this love for our neighbor, this love for you. You would awaken it and stir affection in our hearts for you. In Jesus' name. So the priest's role was to carry his presence, to minister to God and minister to people. Did you know that ministering God and ministering to people in scriptural context, the two words are so connected, that serving God is worship as much as it is worshiping him and ministering to him is worship. The third thing that they did, it says in this passage, was they would bless in his name. The priests were commissioned to bless in his name. So they pronounced blessing. That's the third thing they did. So what does this blessing actually look like? What we understand this to actually be here is not just like, "Oh, I bless you, you're lovely. You know, oh, good on you, I bless you. Bless you, darling, you're doing a great job there." That's not the blessing that we're speaking about here. When David commissioned the Levites to bless in God's name, that the word blessing there actually means to catalyze destiny, speed up destiny, to awaken purpose, to speak the life of God into someone, amen? And that it actually means to establish justice and restore God's order. So did you know that our worship and our love for people and our words of blessing over people can actually catalyze God's kingdom coming on earth? Wow. No wonder he wants to raise up a whole generation of priests, a whole kingdom of priests, because people who carry his presence, people who love him and minister to him and minister to one another, but people whose words speak life into a generation, whose life is like a conduit of heaven to earth, whose life is like a gateway which his presence comes, whose voice is like the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, preparing God's way in the earth. You know, and I just sense there's a people here in this church who want to be like that, who want to be a gateway for heaven on earth. Am I right? That we want to say, "God, move through my life. God, move in my family. God, I will not be silent until you get the reward that you deserve of worship from every tribe and tongue and nation and people." This is God's heart. And I'm just so excited about who God is building in this place. A people who catalyze destiny, a people who speak blessing. You know, there's some people whose words speak death, whose words say, "Oh yeah, the suicide's so bad in this region," or, "Oh yeah, the schools are a mess," "Oh yeah, the churches are all divided." There's words that speak death, but then there's words that have authority by the priests of God. The words who of a kingdom of priests who speak life over schools, who speak life over individuals. You know, and I think that's who we are. It's we're people who are going to catalyze destiny here in this region. We're going to speak blessing over workplaces. We're going to speak blessing over families, blessing over nursing homes, and generational blessing that one generation after the next will be blessed as we speak blessing. We are the church. We are the church. We are God's answer. We are the body of Christ. And if you flip all the way to the back of the book, yes, he's coming back. But the reality is he's coming back for a beautiful bride. He's coming back for a beautiful church who is glorious and bright, and they know who they are. And it's our time to be responsible. We will stand before the Lord, not before a judge who's like, you're in or you're out, but through one who's saying, what did you do with what I gave you? What did you do with the passions, with the gifting, with the who you are by the Spirit? And he's like, yep, there's a whole cloud of witnesses who are in heaven, and they're like, come on! Come on, this is your one chance. You know, mission doesn't exist in heaven. Only one thing exists in heaven, that's worship. Mission exists here, now. We're called to be the heralds of the coming kingdom, the kingdom of priests. This is not about City Point Church. I love City Point Church. It is actually about a kingdom that rises beyond generations. It rises beyond logos. It rises beyond continents. It's the kingdom of the living God. The same God who spoke into nothingness and said, let there be light. And bang, there's a sun that booms in the sky every day. He's the God who's commissioning us to be his hands and feet in the earth. And so I see a church who is lit up with a passion to carry his presence. Amen? We, the church, are a community who carries the presence of God, a people that God fills, a people of habitation. It's not like a flash in the pan type of thing. It's like, oh, wasn't it good when God's presence came today? No, no, he's always with us. No, no, we're a people of habitation, which means God's moved in. We're part of his family and he's part of us. And so now we're just in the subtle takeover of the universe type of vibe of his kingdom coming to every region, of darkness leaving and light coming. That is the kingdom we're part of. We're being lit up with a passion for worship. It's not enough just to sing a few songs. We need to develop the language of a heart that is lost in love. For Jesus is worthy of our affections and our life. And when we get a spare thought, we stop and say, thank you. When we get a spare thought, we're not just flicking through on the next thing on Insta. We actually have a heart that just keeps coming back as our home base every day to say, Lord, you're worthy. I love you, Lord. I lift my voice to you, to worship you, to admire you, to love you, to appreciate all you've done for me. And we live in such a way where worship just breaks out in every moment of every day, where when things get difficult at home, we sit down and we begin to worship. When things get difficult in the workplace, we just begin to worship. Everything shifts. We're people who are lit up with a passion for worship. We, the church, prioritize a life of ministry to the Lord and serving people, a priesthood of believers who minister to him and with him. And thirdly, we're a people who are lit up ambassadors of the kingdom of God. We are the church ambassadors, living gateways of heaven on earth, a people who live, pray, and speak words of blessing over our generation. They are his kingdom coming. We're going to take a moment to sing the song Rest on Us in just a moment. I'm going to invite the team straight up. And we're just going to, as a church community, stand up and declare this. Like, rest on us. Lord, rest on us. Lord, fill my life. And maybe there's a hunger in your heart to be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and you haven't had that moment where you know that you're filled with God. Well, I want to be praying for some people up the front. If you've got a hungry heart just to be filled with God, he wants to rest on you in a way you've never experienced before. Why don't we stand together? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just as the team come out, why don't you just lift your hands to the Lord and just begin to pray. Say, Lord, rest on me. Lord, we want to be a kingdom of priests. Lord, we want to be those who carry your presence. We want to be those, Lord Jesus, who are lit up with your presence. Lord, lit up with a passion for worship, Lord. Lord, lit up as ambassadors of the kingdom of God. So we pray right now, Lord. Lord, would you rest on us? Will you fill us to overflow? Fill our lives with more of yourself, Lord Jesus. Come on, just right now in your place, why don't you just begin to lift your voice to the Lord and say, Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you, Lord. Jesus, would you fill our attention? Fill our hearts, oh God. It's okay if you feel empty in this moment. It's okay if you're struggling for words. Why don't you just start saying more, Jesus? I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you, Jesus. Just over and over, just say more, Lord Jesus. More Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with your fullness. I want to be sent with fire this week. I want to go with your anointing on my life. I want to be filled with the fullness of God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. And I want more of you, God. And I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. And I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. And I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. We want more. Come on. We want more of you. More of you. We want more. 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 We want. That I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Come set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Jesus, we want to know you. Jesus, we want to be filled with your presence. And we as a church, Lord God, we just crave to know you more, to walk with you each day, Lord. And so, Lord, in this place tonight, I pray you would fill us with your presence. You would fill us with power from on high. You would send us with boldness into our schools and our workplaces. Lord, that we would be those who carry your presence. Those who are filled with passion for you, Jesus. Lord, those who speak blessing. Come on, let's rest on us.
Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the waters, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Spirit was moving over the waters, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us.
So if anyone has a hunger tonight to be filled with the fullness of God, just come out the front. I'd love to pray for some people. I'm going to hand it back to the band.
Oh Lord, Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Now Holy Spirit, I pray you move, Spirit of God.
People are still getting prayed for up the front. I wonder if there's some people in the room here tonight that haven't yet picked up their cross, that haven't yet entered into the priesthood of believers. And if we could all close our eyes and bow our heads. If that's you in this room, if you're feeling a spirit of intimidation around this decision, if you feel like you're not qualified enough, can I tell you this is not a job interview? God is not looking at your resume. God is not looking at your qualifications. God is not looking at all of the things that you think you can achieve. What this requires is for you to look at His resume. He is the Savior. He is the healer. He is the restorer. He is Yeshua, our salvation. So if that's you in this place and you want to enter into the priesthood, can I encourage you? He is your salvation. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get a certain level of awesomeness before you can be accepted into this beautiful thing that God wants to do through your life. So if that's you in this place, I'm going to count down from three. And if you would just stick your hand up, just as a sign of surrender, as a sign of Jesus, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I want to be a part of what you're doing in my family, in my workplace, in the school, in this country. In the world, God, I want to be a part of this mission that you've been doing from all time. If that's you, would you stick your hand up? 3, 2, 1. If that's you, stick up that hand. Thank you, Jesus. I see that hand. I see that hand. Come on. So good. So good. Is anyone else here in this room? We're just going to sit here for just a second longer. Just a second, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Church, the Bible says that for even one sinner to return home, that all of heaven would be rejoicing. And I wonder right now if we could just rejoice with heaven. Come on. Come on. So good. So good. So good. The Bible says that when you believe in Jesus, when you confess with your heart, with your mouth and believe in your heart that you will be saved, that the old is gone, that the new is come, that you are made a new creation in Christ Jesus, that you are given a new heart. God replaces a heart of stone with a heart of flesh, and every single person in this room that has made that decision, that's a reality for you. You are the priesthood of God. You are a holy nation. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We're so glad that you are with us today. If you want support for prayer, or maybe you made a decision to follow Jesus, make sure you click the link below and make it a personal connection. Thanks for being with us. We can't wait to see you next time.